But first of all, it's Cranbourne Racing today, the feature event, a feature meeting in Victoria. Track rating is a good four, rails in the true position. Joining me to preview, Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this card? Doesn't look at a lot of value for mine. Might be some shorties early.
Yeah, agree with that. Struggled pretty much to find anything at a price. There's one or two maybe, but really good competitive card overall. So hopefully a nice watch and we can line the pockets.
First event on the program is a maiden over 1,600 metres. 11 is the Scratching Tour of Duties. The Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $3.50. Gunstock, $3.60. $4.80. Roebling, the Black Panther at $6. Agent of Mayhem, $6.50. And Booker T at $9.50. How do we sort them out in the first?
I think that the race favourite, Tour of Duty, is the class horse of the field, so that's the way I'm going. Ran on well into a distant minor placing first up when favourite, but it was advantageous to be on the speed at Bendigo that day, so I'm adding even more merit to that run. I still think he'll get better over further, but I've mapped him closer in a small field. I think that's the key. Gunstock, good thing beaten on debut at Donald, had plenty to offer and nowhere to go. Spelled and trialled since. I like the kickoff straight over the mile. Roebling, ready to peak, fourth up over the mile. Similar story with Agent of Mayhem, third up off a long spell. Yes to this trip now, 7-10-4-1.
17-4-1 for Harry. I'm a Tour of Duty as well. Thought it was a good return there at Bendigo. This time last year, he was on a Derby path. Wasn't beaten far in an Auburn Robinson when he was ridden close. That's going to be key today. I don't want to see him getting too far back in the field and having too much to do. If he can hit the line in the same fashion as he did at Bendigo with a close run, he's going to be mighty hard to hold out here. Gunstock might be on a similar path to what Tour of Duty was here this time last year. Should have won at Donald back in June. He's been to the trials at Cranbourne since and did more than enough there. Six, the Black Panther, gets out to the 1,600 metres, has had a bit of exposure around this distance range, just preparation to hold him in good stead. He went forward last time and I thought he stuck it out well enough, might be adopted again here. And Agent of Mayhem, the draw's okay for him back on the inside. Don't want to see him get cluttered up there. The blinkers come off. He went a little keen at sale when they went on, but he's back off a long spell, but has been, I think he can be effective getting out to 1,600 metres. He's been not far away before in his first preparation. So 17-6-1 for mine in race number one, 17-4-1 from Harry White. On to race number two. It's a maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 5, 7 and 10. Cuban Link is the favourite, $2.30. Bedford Estate, 4. With Chateuse, Glint of Hope at $6. Out to Battaglia at 15, Harry.
Obviously, she didn't win as debut favourite, but I still thought Cuban Link ran pretty well. Also gave me the impression she'd be suited over more ground. So the extra furlong here's a plus. Her on the winner gap third, who has since come out and run no good. But still, she'll go forward, might even lead. I think she just wins. If I wasn't convinced Chateuse will get a mile back in the run, I think I'd be keener. I think he's got ability. The extra ground will suit probably better over even further, but at current, his racing pattern does him no favours. Bedford Estate, trialled nicely, ran third on debut prior to a spell. First and second out of that race have both come out and won a couple of times since, which reads well. And Glint of Hope was good on debut at Benalla, is all the fitter. 12-11-9-13.
12, 11, 9 and 13 for Harry. I'm with number 12, Cuban Link, as well. I think she's the best bet of the day. Much better served out to 1,400 metres. She looked gone at the top of the straight there at Packeter, but she was really determined back to the inside and responded well. Craig Williams sticks. I think she can win this and knock it over without too much ease. Glint of Hope's going in for second. Really good closing effort on debut there at Benalla. One, Battaglia, I thought was a good run on the speed at Echuca, second up. Gates, not too much of an issue. I think he can roll forward and be there for a fair bit of the way. And then nine, Bedford Estate, returns after a short break. He's trialled well, just a little concerned that the 1,400 metres in Cranbourne mightn't be to his liking. He's a big horse and you'd suspect he's going to get further than this. So maybe he might be doing his best work at the back end and be safe for next time. 12, 13, 1 and 9 for mine in race number 2. Third is a three-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. One and two come out here. Prowling is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.15. No Crying, $2.40. Audrey Girl at $5.50. Out to Collision and Dangers at $15. Then Gulf of Guinea at $23. Punters have it down to a race in two here, Harry.
Yeah, I see it similarly. I'm hoping that Willow and the Greg Urel stable can knock off race two and then knock off this race as well with Prowling. Really good on debut at Lakeside. Stuck on well after riding the speed and they didn't dawdle. No knock on this race, but I dare say it doesn't have the depth of the debut. So with that said, I expect him to justify favouritism. No crying. Got going when it was all over at Wangaratta. Drew wide there with a better draw. I'd expect her closer in the run. Collision was the pick of the first starters for mine. Looks very, very well bred. Dam's three-quarter to Shoals and Groundswell. Grand Dam's three-quarter to Reduced Choice. Local Hope, Audrey Girl, resuming after solid trial, looks next best. 7-9-3-8.
7-9-3-8 for Harry on with 7 as well. Prowling, I thought she did a really good job from a wide draw on the boom. Much better draw today from 3. Willow will have her up on the speed, and I think the team can combine for an early double. No crying goes into 2nd. Flew from the back fresh at Wangaratta. Just seemed to get a little bit lost, so maybe with that trip to the races, she'll be better for that. 9, which is 8, Audrey's Girl, resumed, was it knocked around in a jump out on Monday, went to Adelaide and wasn't beaten all that far there in 2-year-old company back in March. She steps out here as a 3-year-old, and then 4, Danger. I didn't mind the work in a Cranbourne jump out. 7, 8, 9, and 4. 7, 8, 9, and 4 for mine in race 3. On to the 4th, a 4-year-old and up maiden. 1,200 metres is the distance for this one. Scratchings here at 8, 13, and 15. La Zucca is the favourite at 270. Major Impact at 3. Anthemic at 550. Indictment at 9. Symbolica at 12 and $14 for Centre War, Harry.
I liked what I saw from Symbolica in a recent jump out. Was back and worked home really, really well under seemingly minimal, no effort. Form from last prep, I think, solid enough at a price, and there doesn't look to be a heap of value around today. I can entertain her. Talking of jump outs, the favourite Lazuka was eye-catching at Mornington. Obviously, the trial pervs have gravitated towards her. She's only beaten half a length on debut at Track and Trip. Last prep after leading and drawn to do no work for a forward spot, so should get every chance. Anthemic scratched earlier in the week in preference to this, did draw wide at that other meeting, so probably had no choice. Trial was good, but Sutton Young stable always go well on their home deck. And Major Impact was good, will appreciate the extra trip. Brett Preble aboard, who is in flying form and has market support. 14, 9, 1 and 6.
14, 9, 1, and 6 from Harry. I'm 6, 9, 1, and 2. Going with Major Impact. Went forward on debut on a wet track, and I thought was solid enough back last time. Charged late when it got clear. 1,200 metres looks right up his alley. 9 in for 2nd. La Zucca, really nice jump out there at Mornington in preparation for this. Anthemic resumed, was okay fresh last preparation at Pakenham behind Fuzz Buzz. Closed off a recent trial well. And then 2, sent to war. 6, 9, 1, and 2 for mine in race 4. Race 5 on the program. This is another 4-year-old and up maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 6, 10 and 13. Dan Stackhouse, the rider, for 15. Chartbuster, $2.50. Bixelon at $2.80. Manasa at $3.60. In Dreams Your Mind at $15. And then Shimura at 17. Who do we like in this one, Harry?
I think the market's got it pretty spot on here, so I'll side with the favourite, Chartbuster. A couple of quiet jump outs leading into this. Prior form solid. The only knock I really see is that he only had one run in his second prep before being tipped out again. But he looks in good order now. Manasa in for 2nd, might be best over further, but I think can prove competitive first up off a couple of satisfactory trials. Bixelon has the benefit of race fitness, has filled the mind of money in his past two. I just think there might be a little bit more depth here. And then Shimura, best of the rest, 2-9-1-12.
2-9-1-12 from Harry. On with 2, Chartmaster as well. Jump out was good, in good company. I think he can win this. I thought 9, Manasa, was the danger. Restrained in a recent Cranbourne trial with a bit to offer. Wasn't far off the money in her first preparation. Putting 12 in for 3rd, Shimura comes back onto the turf after 2 runs on the synthetic. And Bixelon in for 3rd, 1. Not sure he could make the step out to 1,200 metres here. 2-9-12 12 and 1 for mine in race number 5. Race number 6 is a benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. 6 and 8 come out here. Just a small field to contest the first leg of the quaddie. Smoke Bomb is the $3.20 favourite. Global Gift $3.30. War Critic $3.30. Lofty Star at $7.11. Cappadonna and Shepherd a $13 chance.
Small but tricky field to sort out. I'll go with War Critic. Didn't beat a runner home first up. It was only beaten 5 lengths. It was a much stronger race. Won second up last prep and form thereafter was solid. Tongue tie on. He can settle closer in a small field. I think can win. Global Gift beat all bar Nickow Spur last time out. He's only won once since coming across to Australia. So hard to catch on the punt, but looks very well placed in this. Smoke Bomb, the other key winning hope, won nicely post-Fresham for a new stable. Was wide at the Valley last start, so can be forgiven. And then Lofty Star next best. 4, 2, 3, 5.
4, 2, 3, and 5 for Harry. I'm with 2 Global Gift. Was a little bit keener when Mark the Horse and Dixie Belt were in the race. Just thought it might have generated a bit more of a tempo for him to come off the back of, with the likes of Smoke Bomb, Mark the Horse, Lofty Star and Dixie Belt all going forward. But nonetheless, I'll stick with him here. He'll get a nice drop on them, and I think if he can finish off the way he did at Sandown, I think he can be pretty hard to beat here. In saying that, he did go forward last time, but he's probably better from midfield and charging on. 4 War Critic in for second up winner last preparation, just okay fresh at Sandown, but can get a little bit closer than he did on that occasion here in this small field. Smoke Bomb did too much work to the first turn at Mooney Valley and a forget run after a good win at Bendigo. And then number 5 Lofty Star, if it's playing towards those on speed, if he gets back up on the speed, he's going to be pretty hard to beat. Had a few excuses at Sandown last time out, got shuffled a long way out of it at a vital stage. So 2, 4, 3, and 5 for mine in race number 6. On to race number 7. This is for the fillies and mares. It's a benchmark 70. 1,600 metres is the distance. 2, 5 and 6 are the scratching. Thought this was a tricky race, Harry.
Yeah, I'm going with the old race 7. Number 7, White Hibiscus. Probably had her chance last start at Hillside, but was solid nonetheless. To be fair, she probably hasn't raced up to what we thought this prep, but I like her in this race. I agree it's a tricky race. I think she's waited to win. Willow aboard, can settle closer in a small field. Ocean's 13 is a genuine danger. Back in grade, has to lump 5 kilos more than last start and give weight to the field. But she'll lead, and I'm thinking that can be a good place to be today, so I expect she gets every chance. The market favourite, Mishante, fitter, second up with blinkers on, did everything but win last time out into the quaddy. And then Emerald Crown next best, 7-1, 4-10.
7, 1, 4 and 10 from Harry in race number 7. Going to go with Michant here. She's off a little break. She was really good winning on debut there at Ballarat. She covered a stack of ground on a windy, wet day, and she was able to sit 3 deep facing a breeze and score. She went there and won again on the synthetic. Went to Pakenham last time and should have won. She gets the blinkers here. John McNeil takes over, which is a positive. She comes to the turf for the first time. I think she can bounce out of 58 grade and win this and beat number 1 Ocean's 13. Fitter for the run at Sandown. She just wanted to roll around there. The offside blinker goes on again, and that might just help her straighten out over the concluding stages. 7 White Hibiscus I'm putting in for third. Had a chance last time, but she's been competitive in stronger races than this. And then number 10 Emerald Crown, if the speed does go on, she can be one that can really charge on late, third up from a spell. 4, 1, 7 and 10 for mine in race number 7. Race number 8 on the program. This is a benchmark 64 over the 2025 metres here. Scratchings from this event are runners 3, 6, 13 and 14. Hopkins $3.60, Alacqua $3.90, Million Dollar Bill $4.40, Indiana Lily at $8 and Rebel Typhoon at $10 with Rock the Bowl at $12.
I am quite keen on Alacqua. Is it Alacqua? Is it Iloqua? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's a tongue twister. Number 10, I'm keen on her. First up run in Australia was really good. Luckless second up at Bendigo with even luck. Should have gone close to winning that, in my opinion. And then solid at Lakeside over the mile. Fourth up, ready for this trip now. Maps to get the gun run. Crossover, noseband and winkers. I really think she wins. Million Dollar Bill has been solid in stronger grade, might be looking for this trip now. Has won at Track and Trip in the past. I just still think the back end of this trip sees him out. Still, we won't die wondering because he'll lead or near enough to. Race favourite Hopkins on a 10-day backup after finishing off into second from last at Track and Trip last time out. That's the issue though, isn't it? Racing pattern usually to his detriment, which sees him place a lot more than he wins. And Alexander Hamilton comes through the Hopkins race, covered a stack of ground. Maybe the margin between them was a little bit unfair. 10-4-9-8.
10-4-9-8 from Harry. I'm going with number 4, Million Dollar Bill. I think he just got broken on the speed last time when Thought of That was back to the top of his game and really rolling along. That brought him undone. That was 1,750 metres, but they did go along at a solid gallop. I think it's a much easier time for him on the speed here, and we all know that Cranbourne can play to the front runners, and if that's the way it's going by this stage of the day, he's going to be one that's going to be right there on the speed. Got him on top of number 10, Iliqua, did a good job at 1,600 metres, kept coming to the line there, 2,000 metres right up. It's how you would think. 9, Hopkins, very good with the speed against here last time, has been runner-up in his past two. And then out to number 12, which is Rebel Typhoon. Had been going okay up on the speed, but just covered a stack of ground last time out and wasn't all that far away. Don't have to go back too far, beaten 3/4 of a length into 78 here by Duke of Plumpton. So that's reasonable enough for him to be competitive here in a 64. 4, 10, 9 and 12 in race number 8. Final event on the program is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 9, 10 and 13. Smart Image $2.50. Milton Park $4.40. Hello Broadcast $7.50. Do You Reckon at 10, $12 Black Sail with Rainbow Thief also on that $12 line. Good luck to Matty Hill, Clint Hutchison and our own Dan Malecki who are involved with Hello Broadcast first up from Hong Kong today.
Yeah, I thought it was a tough way to close the day. Something just keeps bringing me back to Black Sail, despite the weight he has to carry. I thought recent jump out over 1,000 metres was quiet. He generally comes to hand quickly. Nearly won the Benalla Cup first up over the trip last prep, and he'll be prominent from a low draw. So at double-figure odds in an open race, I can entertain it. Hello Broadcast, the talk of the town amongst the racing community due to the ownership group you mentioned. Intriguing runner, 916 days off the scene. Jump outs have been really good and I think weighted to win. Milton Park stuck on well last start, I thought was entitled to after a good run in transit. Rainbow Thief flashed home late in that same race and I think must be a hope too. And the favourite, Smart Image, looks short enough for mine, likely to get back in the run, goes into the quaddie, but I'm risking in my top four. 1, 11, 5 and 3.
1, 11, 5 and 3 from Harry on with number 5 here in Milton Park. Held at spot second up following the speed. Comes here third up and I don't think should be too far away. Wasn't beaten far in an Autumn Classic going back to February of this year. Out towards a further trip but in much better grade. 6 in for second, which is Smart Image, the Sydney sider. 3, Rainbow Thief. I thought his work from a long way back at Sandown was pretty good. He's been close up in all his third up assignments and won't be as far back today. And then number 11, Hello Broadcast, who closed off a jump out nicely. 5, 6, 3 and 11 for mine in the final event. Harry, your best value, quaddie and play of the day, please, for the night events at Cranbourne.
I am making my best race 8, number 10, Alalaqua. Value, not heaps around, but race 4, number 14, Symbolica on an each-way basis I can entertain. Quaddy, first leg 2-3-4, second leg 1-4-7, third leg 4-9-10, last leg 1-3-5-6-11. Play of the day, as I said earlier, hopefully Willow notches up an early double, so race 2, number 12, Cuban Link into race 3, number 7, Prowling.
Oh, we're playing the same play of the day. Good luck with that one. Harry, enjoy your Sunday afternoon.
You too, Brendan.
My best is going to be Cuban Link, race 2, number 12. Value, I thought it was a tough day to find value if you maybe wanted to back one each way. You could have something on Rebel Typhoon in race 8. Race 8, number 12, mightn't be too far away for the quaddie. First leg 2, 3, 4 and 5. Second leg 1, 4, 7 and 10. Third leg 4, 9 and 10. Bring it home 1, 3, 5, 6 and 11. Play of the day, carbon copy of Harry's. Race 3, number 12, Cuban Link into race 3, number 7,